This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
There's a 9/11 memorial set up in Daly Plaza this weekend to honor the victims of the terrorist attacks 20 years ago and to give Chicagoans a place to remember and reflect. WBEZ's Linda Lutton talked with the artist who designed the memorial and with some of the visitors.
The wood panel memorial sits in a corner of Daly Plaza. Tanner Woodford, founder of the Design Museum of Chicago, is the creator.
It's about 8 feet tall. It's primarily a charcoal gray. And then there are four photographs of the events of the day and then names of the lives lost.
Nearly 3,000 names. They go all the way around the rectangular memorial, A to Z. They're written in white font, and between the columns of names on each section are two tall gray spaces.
So in each panel, like because of the way the names are arranged, you can see sort of a negative space where the Twin Towers would be.
That's exactly right. It's a really subtle idea. The names are close together, which to me implies a comfort.
The memorial is installed next to Daly Plaza's ground-level fountain.
There is sort of this white noise in the background, and that is another way of just sort of getting you to be in the moment, to not be focusing on the noises of traffic, and then to put you in a new place so that you can have that moment of reflection.
And that's the whole idea of the memorial.
I really just want to provide a space for people to sit and remember that day and reflect.
I mean, I really like the roses. I think it's a really nice gesture.
Yoneta Izvorsko was visiting from Europe. Buckets of white roses sit at the ends of the memorial.
People can kind of take one and lay it down and just have a little think about what happened. Yeah, it's really nice.
Many visitors just stumbled upon the memorial yesterday and stopped, took pictures, paused to look at the names up close. For Tito Vasquez and Leslie Camacho, the memorial was a destination.
It just brings a lot of memories. I think everyone remembers what they were doing that day, 9/11. It just brings you a little flashback of that.
That's true for Camacho, even though she was just 6 years old when the planes hit the towers. She remembers, though, she was bringing the lunch money from her classroom down to the office that day and saw the fear and panic of the adults. Her boyfriend, Tito, age 27, wears a New York Fire Department t-shirt.
We got it when I went to New York. I am a firefighter, so, something like this kind of hits close.
He thinks 9/11 shaped the course of his life.
It definitely gave me a lot of motivation to do the job and kind of a sense of service that, that's something that I want to do.
Camacho and Vasquez say even though the Daly Plaza Memorial is small and only up this weekend, it still feels important.
The 9/11, slogan is, never forget. So by doing something like this, that's showing that we won't forget.
Linda Lutton, WBEZ News.